Today's verses are 1 John 2:12 to 14. I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. We'll start off today's devotional with a riddle. Two fathers and two sons go fishing together in the same boat. They all catch a fish, but the total catch for the day is 3 fish. How is this possible? This is a pretty simple riddle. The answer is that there are 3 men, a grandfather, a father, and a son. The father being counted twice, once as a father and once as a son. Why do I bring this up? Because it seems like John is doing the same thing. He is writing to 3 groups of people, little children, fathers, and young men. Yet, he is, at the same time, writing to just 1 group of people. Another way to say this is that his readers, including us, are in all 3 of these categories. Since we can be considered John's audience too, I'll just say we and us when talking about this passage. First, we are the little children. Our sins are forgiven for his name's sake, and we know the Father. Those are the 2 explanations for why he's writing to the little children. If you remember the beginning of this chapter, you'll recall that John already addresses his readers, my little children, in verse 1. Like children, we are to remember that when we mess up, when we do something wrong, even intentionally, we have a loving Father who will forgive us when we ask for forgiveness. It's for God's name's sake that our sins are forgiven. It's just God's character to do that. It's who he is. And as children, we are supposed to continually come to the Father in love and reliance. Jesus called his disciples to be like little children to enter the kingdom of heaven, again, because of the natural humility of children and their dependence on the Father. Second, we are also fathers. Though we may not have physical children, we are spiritually like fathers because we know him who is from the beginning. This is a theme developed in chapter 1 with Jesus being the Word made manifest. Jesus existed before time even began, and we have come to know him. As fathers are older and more mature, we should be mature in our faith and being rooted in knowing God, who never changes. I mentioned this on Wednesday that John himself has matured a lot in his relationship with Jesus. It wouldn't have been easy to stay steadfast in proclaiming Jesus in the days of the early church, when many of his fellow disciples were put to death because they confessed Jesus. But John, as evidenced by his writings, stayed the course. He remained faithful to Jesus' commands and did his best to follow him. Finally, not only are we children and fathers in faith, we are also young men. In verse 13, John explains that he writes to young men because you have overcome the evil one. And then in verse 14, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Young men are usually characterized by youthful energy and strength. In basketball, even recreationally, somebody has young legs or a young man's game when they sprint up and down the court and jump for every rebound, just go all out for everything. Versus those who have the old man game. They, on the other hand, walk up and down the courts. They try to use their smarts instead of their muscles to gain that advantage. Anyways, that's the picture here. We, the readers, are like young men because we overcome the evil one. We fight spiritually with vigor and heart. We are strong. We are empowered by the word abiding in us. We look to Jesus, of course, who persevered against the enemy and prevailed all the time. Overall, this is a very encouraging passage for us. Just as God is so multifaceted and amazing in so many different ways, since we have a relationship with Him, we are multifaceted too. We are children who depend and go to the Father. We're fathers in regards to knowing God's faithfulness that never changes. And at the same time, we are young men in our strength and our call to overcome the enemy. Sure, we don't feel like that all the time, and we all have our moments where our actions don't line up to any of these. But in the end, as God's people, that's our identity. Today, let's praise God that He has given us this multifaceted identity in Him and continue going to Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for this passage, and God, I pray that You would just remind us and help us to see all the ways that You've changed us, Lord, from being people just defined by what we do to being Your children, to be spiritually in ways also fathers and young men. And God, I pray that You would really encourage us with this identity that You've given us. Lord, help us to fight with strength. Help us to keep coming to You. Help us to stay faithful. Lord, we thank You for these and pray that You would just strengthen us, continue to grow us closer to You. In Jesus' name we pray.